Can this be good?
Thank you. Can this begin, guys? Okay, we begin the Gemara. The Gemara here in Beis Amud Aleph is troubled by the lashon of Akol Shofar. Let's see the Gemara inside. And then we have to see the Rashi and the Tosis, Kavalat Bezrat Hashem. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead, Charlie, you want to read the Gemara? Why don't you read the Gemara? Go ahead. Let's see inside, guys. Go ahead. Right. So in other words, the Bach takes out the word lechachila, but it means the same. So you read it like Hakol Shochtim lechachila, v'shchitosan ksheira b'dievet. I mean, make up your mind. Is everyone lechachila, or is it b'dievet? Which one is it? Is it lechachila, or is it what? Is it b'dievet? And that's the stira. So if you have the word lechachila, Gemara is saying it befares, but it means the same. Bach says take it out. But the word Akol Shochtim means lechachila, and Shchitas Nikshera means b'dievet. So make up your mind. I mean, which is it? Is everyone kosher, or is everyone, meaning the psulim, are only good b'dievet? That's the first kash in Maseches Chulin. Okay, that's the first kash in the Gemara, Maseches Chulin. Let's take a look at Rashi, guys. Take a look at Rashi inside. Go ahead. We got to read the Dimra Maskel. Go ahead. No, Shchitasun. It says Gemara Shchitasun. Yeah, go ahead. Wait, just start again from the Gemara there. Go ahead. You see that line there, the line above, the last line. The last line where it's Y in the top. Gemara. You see where it says Gemara? Yeah, go ahead. Bidmiya. Make up your mind. It says a kosher and lechachila, and then it says shchitas she bidmiya. It's bidyavid. Which one is it? Go ahead. The kashya. Now, what's the word israbim mean? Include. Meaning the word akol includes things that are lechachila. Anyone can shak lechachila. Go ahead. Marbin in law. What does the word vilu mean? What does the word vilu? But in the Seifa, when you include from the word from Akol, it means b'dievet, because Shchitas and Kshera sheds light on what? On Akol. So if you read the Seifa, that means Akol meant only b'dievet. Avah what? Oh, so that's what you get the impression from the Seifa. So you got conflicting impressions. Go ahead. Oh, the Charek Tani, period. Why can't you just read the whole Mishnah together? The first phrase and the second phrase. And it's just telling me lechachila. It says, Akol Sheirin, Akol Shoftin, Shchitosin Sheirin. Read it all as one run-on. If you read it all as one run-on, it's saying lechachila. Don't break it up as two phrases. What's the answer? Oh, it never would do that. Why would you read it as all one phrase? Akol Shoftin, Shchitosin Sheirin. That's repeating the first phrase. That would not be smart. You can't read it as all one chachil of those four words. Hakol shchot shchitas and chera. Why repeat shchitas and chera? Hakol shchot already told me the chachil. So shchitas and chera repeats the same thing. So it can't mean that. You don't read it as all one phrase that it's considered to be the chachil. You read it as two distinct phrases. The first phrase conveys what? The chachil. Second phrase conveys b'dievet stira. That's the first kasha in Maseches Chulin. Rashi says on his own, well, why can't you read it as all one statement? It all means the lechachila. Because that would not be smart. Because the Tana would not read it as all one phrase, because you wouldn't need the second part of that phrase. Second part of the phrase just repeats the first part of the phrase. So therefore you read the two phrases as distinct and separate and discrete, and they have opposite implications. That's the first kasha in Maseches. Okay? All right. He asked me, well, we don't try to skim Rashi's or the Gemara. Tell you, we want to understand every line. Okay? You're doing a great job, Charlie. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Amalei. The Gemara interrupts. and interrupts that kasha, doesn't go to an immediate answer. It says, 1 second. What was the premise of your kasha? That akol meant lechachila, and shkitos and kshirim meant pidyevet. Yes? Who says that the first part of your premise is right? Why do you say akol means lechachila? You read, Amar le'ervacha b'nir v'rashi v'rashi, chi akol lechachila hu? You think akol always means lechachila? Doesn't always mean lechachila. I'll prove it to you from another Mishnah in Shas. Go ahead, Charlie. Elo? Elo miyata means what? Mm-hmm. If that's so, go ahead. Remember we mentioned the din of Tmura? It's one of the Masechtas in Shas. The Torah says, if I'm Makdish Behema A, there's an Isser for me to change the Kedusha from A to what? To B. If I do that, what's the din? It sticks on A, and it also goes to B. Yes? That's the din of Tmura. We got it? No matter what. Whatever the rationale is, the Sefer HaChinuch has a line that he says, even if the first animal, let's say the first animal is fat, and the second animal's thin, so you're regretting the fact that you're makdish a fat animal to Hashem, you want to keep it for yourself, so you can have a fat steak or sell it, whatever it is. So you're not allowed to switch the kedusha from A to B, it stays on A. So the Chinuch says, well, what happens if it's the opposite way? Same din. Torah doesn't distinguish. Let's say the first animal was what? Thin. And I want to change the Kedusha to what? Something that's fat, because I want to praise Hashem. Does that make it okay? No. Chinuch says the Torah doesn't give a reason why Tmur is Usser. It's Usser no matter what. Don't give me any rationale. Because then you start saying only it's in the case where it's what? The first one's fat, I want to change it to where it's thin. And save myself money. So then if I say that's the reason, then it would work out in the opposite case. What would I say? That the first one's thin and the second one's fat, maybe it should be okay. Chas v'shalom. It's always Usser in both directions. So whatever the reason is, Hashem asks the din of Tmur. Okay? Lo yamir, lo yachlifenu, lo yamirenu. Lo yamir. Lo yachlifenu. You're not allowed to switch the Kedusha. 1 sec, no. We're never allowed to switch the Kedusha, ever. Never allowed to switch the Kedusha. That's a terrible aver. In fact, you're flogged for it. We're going to see you get Malchus for it, God warned. So why does it say, I call Mimiri? Echad anashim, echad anashim. Go ahead, Charlie, how what? Hachanami. You mean to tell me that means lechachila? Anytime it says akol and shas and mishnayas, it means lechachila? What are you talking about? How what? Excellent. The Torah says it's alive in the Torah to do it. Obviously you're not supposed to do it. So don't give me the business that akol means what? Don't give me the business that akol always means what? Lechachila, this is an aveir in the Torah. The Torah is not going to say you ideally can do this. You follow me? So therefore, when it says the word akol, it doesn't always mean lechachila. You see from the Mishnah in Tmura. So the Gemara interrupted the original kasha. Yes? What was the original kasha? Akol shochtin lechachila conveys lechachila. What's the second phrase? Shkitasik shere conveys b'dievet. Yes? Stira, mineube. The Gemara interrupts that and says, how do you know Akol means lechachila? I'll show you the Mishnah Tmura. And the Mishnah Tmura says the word Akol Mimirin, Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim. And is it mutter to do? Yehuda, is it mutter to do? Tmura, no, it's Usser. It's like get flogged for it. So don't tell me Akol means lechachila. So what does the Gemara answer? Go ahead, Charlie. Excellent. Don't ask me a kasha from Maseches Tmura. Kedektani Taima. It's a special exception. The Mishnah already says it's a special exception. Not that a person's allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do the exchange, Lahamir's exchange. But if you did it, it works. And if you did it, how much are you flogged? 40. It's really 39, right? It's really 39. Just rounding up to 40. So what's the Gemara's answer to this interruption, Kasha? That don't give me the Mishnah in Maseches Tmura because Maseches Tmura is special because it says it's special. Every other Hakol in Shas means what? Lechachila. But the one in Maseches Tmura, Hakol means what? Bidiyavid. Because it says explicitly. Because there's a lav in the Chumash. So what are we back to? We're back to the Instira from our Mishnah. Hakol Shochta means Lechachila. Shchitos and Ksherim means what? Bidiyavid. Yes, no, go ahead. You had a kasha before.
When you do tzimura, what happens if the level of Kedusha when you go from
Apple? Remains the same. A, Kedusha remains on A, goes to B. Same one.
The level of Kedusha.
Yes, level of Kedusha is the same. Absolutely. In fact, even if you try to drain it, you know what I mean by drain it? Take it away from A and put it on B, you can't. It doesn't work that way. You try to drain it, to take it away from A and put it on B, it doesn't work. It stays on A, it also goes to B. That's the din.
B isn't going to be a lower level of Kedusha.
No, it's the same level. In fact, B, you can mock him a Corbin. Okay? You can be mock him the Corbin.
Isn't there something you explained to us? Don't we say you can't make it tomorrow, so B...
Yeah, there are differences, but A and B are the same, are you? You're right. B doesn't have the power. A tumura can't make a tumura. That's true. Mishnah says mechas tumura, but I'm saying A and B, they're the same. Okay? All right. We got this so far? Shmuel, clear? You got it? All right, let's see Rashi inside. Okay? Go ahead. Let's see Rashi inside. Go ahead, Charlie. You're doing a great job. Guys, look inside. These are not easy Rashis. Okay? Go ahead. No, detikshulacha. That you can ask this kasher? Go ahead. You can't interpret the Mishnah Chulin be Kula be Yevid, and what would it mean? If the Psulim shech something, maybe it means be Yevid, like the Mishnah in Tmura. Why do you assume Hakol means the Chachilu? Ella?
Ella, Hakol Mamir.
Please get down in your notes. The Rishash has a kasha. Why does Rashi say you brought the behema like you're doing a presentation? Yavi behema chunzu el behema hektish. The behema doesn't have to be in front of you. Could be in your house. The Rishash asks. The beautiful kasha. The Rishash asks. It could be in my house. Why does Rashi say Yavi behema zu? Eitzel zu. Very shver Rashi. Why do you say you bring the behemoth's chulin, Eitzel the behemoth's hektish? Says in the Mishnah in Tmura Chav Zayin in the Beis, Tachas chatas, tachas ola sheishli babayis. How you blow dvar of kayamim. It could be in my house. It doesn't have to be in front of me, both animals. Why does Rashi say that? So the only answer that perhaps I could have is we're trying to explain and be mazman on a chachila level. So maybe that's only dafka what? What are we trying to say? Maybe lechachila lamaisa. Hakol memirin, right? Would you ever say lechachila you could do this? Meaning Rashi's trying to portray on the lechachila level what would it look like. So what it would look like lechachila is I'll bring behema A, next to behema B, and say, oh, just like behema A, you want to make what? It's Kodesh, let behema B be Kodesh. But the din is wrong. Tmura can apply even if both behemas are not in front of you. So I want you to get the kasha of the Rishash. Why does Rashi say Tavi behema zu chulin? Do you bring the behema's chulin next to the behema that's a korban? You don't have to do that. So we're suggesting that Rashi's portraying it all on a level of what? What would be if this would be lechachila? What do you mean if this would be lechachila? If this is what you would do, which God forbid we don't do because it's an aveira, but if you would do it lechachila, this is what you would do. You would bring behema A and B in front of one another. Okay? But the din is not true. The din is that tumur can apply even if it's not in your house. Even if it's in your house and I'm 5 miles away. I have one behem here and another behem here. Okay? That's what the Rishash says. So back to what? Back to the Rashi. Go ahead, Akol.
Akol the tumur of Mefarish. So Mefarish Hossam, the Sui Yorish Shemami Bekor Manovit, the Akramitis of it. Hossam Znan, Hemamir, Bishalach Heron.
Excellent. Now what does this mean? So what does Akol of tumur mean? What does Akol of tumur mean? It doesn't mean lechachila. So what does it mean, Noah? It means the following. Please get it. It means the din of a yorish. A father was makdish of behem A. He dies, God forbid. The son is yorishim. The son wants to take the kedusha from behem A and put it on to B. Is he allowed to do that? No. That's what Akol is coming to include. That even a yorish is usher. Now what's the big chiddush? Who was makdish this behema? The father or the son? The father. The father was makdish, the original kedusha. Who gives the right to the son to touch someone else's kodesh? That's the chiddush of this din. The chiddush of this din is that the son what? Theoretically could what? The son could theoretically switch the what? Switch the kedusha and trigger the whole din here, Sam, and trigger the whole din of tmura. But he's not allowed to, the Torah says. But that's the word hakol. Because normally, what does the Mishnah say? Ein mamirin b'shel acherim. You can't do an exchange on someone else's animal. Let me ask you a question. Am I able to be makdish your car? Ein adam makdish davar she'eino shelo. It's a famous din. But metzia dav zayin. This is a chiddush, Jake, that a son can be yorish his father and can what? And could trigger the din of tmura. So if I ask you at the end of the day, what is the word akol mamirin? What is the word akol coming to include? What din? Lekachila or yorish? Yorish, not lekachila. The Torah says it's usher to do. So why does it say akol? Even a yorish can trigger the din of what? Even a yorish can trigger the din of tmura. Yonah Pichas, you follow me? The son wasn't makdish the animal. The father was. So who says he could touch it and try to exchange the kedusha from M A to M B? Torah says he can't. That's what akol is coming to tell me. And if he does it, it triggers all din of tmura.
But he can't in the first place.
He can't. It's an avera. But if you would do it, Lamaise, it accomplishes that Kedusha on A, stays on A, and goes to B.
That's by anyone.
But I'm saying, no, it's a Chiddush no, because not he didn't mock the shit originally. The whole din of Tmura is Chura for the guy that was mock the shit. The Chiddush of Yairish is that even though he wasn't mock the shit. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Go ahead. Tov. Right. Right. What does Ra mean? Right, you can't switch the Kedusha from Behem A to Behem B. Now, when he says Baal Mum, does he literally mean a Baal Mum? Can you put a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach? Yes or no? An animal that has a blemish, can it go on the Mizbeach? Of course not. So I don't think he necessarily means literally a Baal Mum. He means an animal that might be thin, let's say. Not as great. Not as great, okay? Not as great. That's what the Posh of Shad and Rashi when he says what? When he says this din. Okay? Doesn't literally mean a Baal Mum. It means someone that's what less. Because the Baal Mum never could go on the Mizbeach. Halacha l'maaseh. And that's what Rashi what? That's what Rashi's trying to say here. Okay. Very good. Vayter now. Look at the next Rashi's, guys. Go ahead.
Also because it's going time. The Akar HaKol, the Risha.
Oh, let's get this now. What does the Akar HaKol mean? What does the word Akar mean? Not Iker. Some guys asked me in Seder. What does Iker mean? Main. What does Akar mean? Uproot. We are uprooting the meaning of akol of the ration. Go ahead. Oh, it doesn't mean lechachila. Excellent. Aval what? What does the word beduchte mean? Yes, koi. What does koi mean? Referring. The word akol shoftin, you stay with the general rule. Go ahead. Because kolzma, we don't uproot the general meaning. Oh, what would be the uprooting here? That we would teach the what? That the psulim would be good v'di'evid, yes? That would be the uprooting. Because the uprooting is what? Going from the general pshat, which is what? L'chachila. We uproot that to say, it doesn't mean l'chachila, it means really v'di'evid here. That's what it would mean. We don't do that. Go ahead. Oh, Rabinu means we're including it to mean l'chachila. Go ahead. And then it says the word shchitosim share, which implies what? B'di'evid. We're back to the stira. Okay, go ahead. Read the Rashi. Finish up the Rashis, guys. Let's look inside. Go ahead. Oh, it means the whole din tmura applies. And we needed further. What's the word sue? Further to be masber. Go ahead. Chas v'shalom is not mutter for a person to do. Go ahead. Right. Chule means etc. And we don't mention a losha ktsira, which is ktsara, which is a short losha, which would be what?
Hakol.
Yeah, read the whole thing. Yeah, why don't you just say that? Why don't we teach a brief lashon of akol shemir tumuras and tmura? Why would we do that? Go ahead. That's the way the lashon of Tanaim speak in Mishnayos. Kamo. Beautiful. Akol shoftin, akol somchin, akol chayim. We always use akol, right? Why didn't it do that? Go ahead. Hilkach. So what does it mean? Even though the Tana what? Even though the Tana and Tmura had the what? What's Ma'arich mean? Had to say a lot of words. It had to go out of its way and say a lot of words, but we want to follow the general style in Shas, which is what? Hakol, hakol, hakol. The general style in Shas is hakol, hakol, hakol. Even though we had to go out of our way and Tumura say, don't think it means lechachi, lechas shom, it's an aveir. But we want to follow the general style of hakol, hakol, hakol. So we said the same wordage in Tumura. Even though we had to go out of our way and Tumura say, lo shadu mishai. Don't think that a person is permissible to do it. He's not. But we're so important at keeping the style of Shas, Rashi says, that that's why we said what hakol. That's what he wants to say. Okay? Didn't mention that brief lashon because l'maisa we have to say that it's what? We have to say that it's awesome. Okay, go ahead next, Rashi. No, the one before, Mumar.
Mumar.
What does Mumar usually mean? An apikoros, an apostate. What does Mumar here mean? That it's chal, the kedusha on that A and the B is chal. That's what Mumar means. That you try to switch from A to B, it does work. Stays on A, but goes to B. Nitpesis means it's chal. It grabbed. It took hold. It took hold, the kedusha. Go ahead, Visofeg. Oh, okay. What's my kasha? How many lavim are there by Tzmura, guys? Let's get it. Let's focus. You get every word. You got kasha, you can call me. How many lavim are there in the parsha? Two. What are they? Lo yachlifenu, lo yamir. Yes? It's in Vayikra Chaf Zayin Pasuk Yud. My first kasha is, why did Rashi only mention what? Lo yamir. That's number one kasha I wanted you to notice. Number two, which one's first in the pasuk? Yeah, wouldn't you mention the first one in the pasuk and say, Bechule? You're my kasha? Please get it down in your notes. That's what we're asking on Rashi. Okay? What's the difference? No difference. No difference. The Torah has two lavim. We're going to talk about it right now, Charlie. Very good. Shem has two lavim. Could be maybe with referring to what we'll see. Okay? But my kasha is, why did Rashi only mention one and he mentioned the second one? Okay? Let's pile on another kasha. Charlie, let's do that Tosis Vesof. So fake. Yes, go ahead. What's Vim Tomar mean? Kasha, excellent. Code word for Akasha. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, should be 80. Last time I checked, 40 plus 40 is 80. Even I can figure that out. There are two lavim. You should get what? 80 marks, really 78. 39 plus 39 is 78, right? Yeah? So you should get 80. There are two lavim, Jake. Go ahead. It's a great Kasha, no? Okay, go ahead. What's the answer? Chad bishalo. One lav is for bishalo. One lav is for what? Is for his own animal, his own personal animal. That's talking about one lav bishalo. Go ahead. And the other one lo yachlifenu is when its own what? Lo yamir is for his own. Lo yachlifenu is for the beima of his friend. Go ahead. Kinamra bitzmura. Guy wakes up one morning and says, anyone who wants to do Tzmura my behema, go ahead. Gesunter hey. He can do it. Go ahead. Because in any other way, you can't do Tzmura on someone else's animal unless he makes that announcement. Go ahead. Behed you. With an alf, it's behed you. And this is found explicitly in the first Pirkei Tzmura. Excellent. So what's Tosis's answer, guys? Yehuda, what's Tosis's answer? Let's get it. Okay? Tosus asks, why aren't you chayav 80? Last time I checked, they're 80 what? There's two lavin. So Tosus says, there are two distinct lavin. What are the two distinct lavin? Lo Yamir is talking about your own personal behema. Lo Yachlevin is talking about the behema of a friend. And the friend announced, anyone who wants to do tzmura on his animal, go to Zutter Hate, you can. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do that because you can't touch someone else's animal. Figuratively. You can't touch the kedusha of someone else's animal. Ein memirin behema shel chaveru. Okay? You got me, Shmuel? That's Tosis's answer. Okay, I want you to get this. Is that clear? You got it, Noah? There are two distinct lavin. There are two tracks. Lo Yamir is your own personal behema. And what is Lo Yachlifenu? The behema of your friend. I thought you can't do tzmura on someone else's behema. What's the answer? He woke up one morning and said, anyone who wants to do tzmura on my animal, fine. No problem. Okay? So therefore, don't ask me a kasha, you should be chayav 80. There are two different cases. One lav, that answers your kasha, Charlie. One lav is devoted to one your personal behema, and the other lav is devoted to what? To someone else's behema, where he gave permissions to other guys to do tzmur. Okay.
So that guy would also get lashes.
What'd you say?
Your chaver would also get.
Your chaver, when he would do it, would get malchus. Yes, absolutely.
Your chaver allows you to do tzmur with.
No. Not it, whoever. You're the owner.
Yeah.
You woke up one morning and said, anyone who wants can do tzmur on my behema. The guy who does tzmur gets malchus. I didn't do anything. I let a guy switch the kedusha. Otherwise, you can't touch the kedusha of someone else's, remember?
So you would get 40 lashes and he would also get
40. No, only the guy that does the tzmur, not the owner. The owner woke up one morning and lets another guy do tzmur. The guy who does the tzmur gets malchus, not the owner. He didn't do it. Okay? But they're two separate cases. That's why it's not 80. Okay? Oh. Now I want you to get this down. What was Toysus Kasha? What was Toysus Kasha before we what? Before we gave the answer. You guys tell me. Tell me, what was Toysus Kasha?
Should get 80.
Should get 80. There are two lavim in the Chumash. That's what we said. Okay, I want you to get this down. There's a fundamental machloikis, okay? Fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Whenever you have a topic, all right, you get this down. Binyamin, you with me? Whenever you have a topic, the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Shorish Test. Natan, you with me? That there's a category with a ribui lavin. Natan, with this ribui lavin, you have a topic where there are many lavin. Let's go, Natan, get down to Machloikis. If there's a topic with numerous lavin, yes? Let's say there's a certain issue in the Torah, and the Torah listed off a bunch of lavin. The Ramban says you're loka for every one of the lavs. Let's say there's a topic, the Ramban, Nachmanides. Get this down. If there's ribui lavin, he says you're chai for every single one. Five malchuses. If the Torah listed five lavin by an isser, there are five malchuses. So according to the Ramban, this is a great kasha. But according to the Rambam and Shorish Tess, the Rambam says you're not chai of malchus for ribui lavin. Just because there's multiple lavin in the Torah, you only chai of one. So the whole kasha of Tess would not start if you hold like the Rambam. You could have two lavin tamura achas. From today until tomorrow, you're only going to get 40. Tosis only kashes only according to the Ramban, says the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is the Rav's uncle. Where's the picture of the Rav? We don't have a picture of the Rav? We got to get a picture of the Rav. The Rav Lamaisa pointed out, the Rav's uncle was the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav points out that this Tosis kasha that you read so nicely, Charlie, is only according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, you can have multiple lav in the Torah, you only have Malchus for one. Okay? What'd you say? It comes up there. Absolutely. So Machlokes Ramban and the Rambam, the Brisker Rav points out, Tosfos Kasha Yud is only according to who? The Ramban. Now the Primei Gadim in the Rosh Yosef has the following comment, which I want you to get. He says, it is possible, I think he says, that when Tosfos said Tmura, when Tosfos said Meimir, talking about two behemas are Kodesh, it's not Shayach Lo Yachlifenu. Why is it not Shayach Lo Yachlifenu? Maybe. Why could you say it's Lo Yachlifenu? Because what would Lo Yachlifenu be? Please get this. Draining. What do I mean when I say draining? What was the guy's intention? To take the Kedusha from A and put it on B, but he wanted to drain it from A. He wanted to evaporate it from A and put it on B. That's Lo Yachlifenu. That's what this guy, in our case, that's not what Mamer is. What is Mamer? You want both animals to be, remain what? To remain holy. So Tosfos Kasha is that in the case where what? Where you want to drain it, you should be Chai Malchus of Lo Yachlifenu too. You should be Chai Malchus. And the Rosh Yosef says, I don't understand, we're talking about Tmura, not Machlif. What was Tosfos bothered by? So he says, I'll tell you what Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos is bothered by that the Tana is also speaking about Machlif. That on Machlif you should be Chayiv 80. Why are you Chayiv 80 by Machlif? Because what do you try to do? You try to drain it, but also you are what? You are trying to what? Do you are doing Tmura because you're not going to be successful in the end. Because it'll stay on A and go to B. So what Tosfos is bothered by is, in the case of Machlif, you should also be Chayiv 80. Why did the Tana also teach Machlif? They should be Chayiv 80. So what's the answer? What's the answer of Tosfos? The answer is even by machlif, you only chayav what? You only chayav 40. That's what he wants to tiny. Even by machlif, you only chayav 40. No matter what you do, if you want to equate the kedusha from A to B, or you want to drain it, it's always the same din. The kedusha remains on A and goes to B. That's what the Rosh Yosef wants to tiny it. And he says that was the answer to Taisus, that even machlif, Lamaisa, is loka only what? Only our boy, no matter what you do. So let's just get down that Rosh Yosef. What I want you to get out of Rosh Yosef, no matter what it said, no matter how it's said, whether you want to equate the Kedusha or you want to drain it, the din is you are chayim only what? Our boy. And what is the din? The Kedusha stays on A and goes also to what? Goes also to B. I don't care whether you want to shift it and keep it on A or you want to drain it and evaporate it from A and go to B. It's always the din is the same. Stays on A, goes to B, and Lachamaisa, you're chayim 40. But the question is why? So what was Tosa's answer? Two different tracks, right? Lo Yamir is what? Your own personal behemoth. What is Liach Lifenu? Talk about your friend. Will your friend announce anyone who can do Tzmur is good? Yes? What do we say Tosa's Kasha is only according to who? Ramban. The Ramban, the Brisker Rav says. According to Ram, the Kasha doesn't start. Okay. Now I want to share with you, Lamaisa, I want to share with you some other Terutzim which are amazing, which speak to the Rambam that I gave you in the beginning of Hilchos Tzmura. Let's get it. Comes out, Lamaisa, what is, and let's get this rule, in order to be Chayav Malkus, what do you normally need? Anyone familiar with Malkus, Yud, Gimel, and Beis? To be Chayav Malkus, what do you need? You need a Maisa. You need Edim and Asra, correct, but you need a Maisa. Malkus requires a Maisa. Sarif Maisa. No doubt. How do we know that? Because Malkus is put next to what lav? Chasima. What is Chasima? Muzzling an animal. Muzzling an animal has an action to it. So therefore, it serves a model. Anytime you want to get Malkus for a lav, it has to be a lav sheish bo Maisa. It has to be an action. Must be an action. Okay? Must be in action. Malkus needs a Maisa. Do me the lav de chasima, which is a Maisa. You got to get that claw down. Has to be a lav sheish bo Maisa. Problem is, when we talk about Tmura, there is no Maisa. Tmura is just Dibur alone. There is no Maisa, guys. There's no Maisa at all. And the Gemara says, why is that? So the Gemara says, why are you chayav malchus? So I want you to get this down. Dibura ka'avid maisa. Special. Because the dibur creates a maisa. Because you try to switch the kedusha from behemah A to B, it goes from behemah A to B. So a maisa was created through your dibur. That's why you're loka. Dibura ka'avid maisa. A maisa was done through your dibur. Normally, how can the Mishnah say in Tmura, Aryeh, the Yechayah Malkus on a what? On Tmura. It's a Lav Shem Maisa. What's the answer? Dibura Kavod Maisa. You follow me? And therefore, you're loka for it. That's what the Rambam says. This is what the Gemara says in Tmura, Gimel, and Beis. Next, Nakuda. Have you ever heard of something called, one sec, Rafi. Have you ever heard of something called a Lav Anitik Lesse? Are you giving Malkus for what? Gzela? If I steal something as a gazla, am I chayav malchus? No. Why not? To lav hanitak, it can be fixed up by an essay. What's the essay? The mitzvah to return a stolen object. Lav hanitak l'essay. You guys got to get this. I wanted you to see this morning, but you get a chance. The Ram in the beginning of the Tmura. Ram mesapam kasha. Okay. Tmura is a lav. We got out of lav shem bo maisa. Because Dibur covered a Maisa. How do you get it out of Lav Anitik Lesse? What was your motive when you did Tzmura? What was your motive? To drain the Kedusha from A, put it on B. Yes? What is the din in the end? Who? Utmrasu Yiyah. The Kedusha stays on A, and also what? Goes to B. Doesn't that fix it up? Doesn't that fix it up? Why am I loka? Tmura is so enigmatic, guys. The lav of Tmura is so enigmatic. It's mysterious. Breaks all these rules. Why does the Mishnah say in the beginning of Tmura you're loka? It's a lav shemba maisa. Answer, dibura kovad maisa. Second kasha. Why is it not a lav anitik lese? Don't I remedy it with who Tmura so you yet, Noah? So the Rambam writes, the Rambam, no esek kasha? The Rambam. The Rambam esek kasha. Amazing. The Rambam gives two answers. Number one, he says, Shtei Lavin V'Echad Esei. Higher mathematics. In order to be a Lavin Nitik Lesei, you got to have one Lav and one Esei. If there's two Lavin and one Esei, it doesn't fix it. You need to match it number-wise. And since by Tmur there's two Lavin and one Esei, what's the din? We cannot call a lava nitik lesa. That's the first answer of the Rambam. Okay? Makes sense. Then he says another answer. And the second answer is like this. The lav, the essay, lav is kolel yoter uvdot. Mea esed. You understand what that means? Are you? Please get this. The Mishnah says in Tzmura and Daf Yudalim and Aleph. What are the three categories of Kabbonis and Shas? Korban Yochid, Korban Shutfin. What Shutfin?
Partners.
And Korban Sibor. The Mishnah says explicitly in Tzmura Yudalim and Aleph that the essay does not apply to the last two. To Shutfin and Sibor. All there is a lav. Meaning the second behema, who Tumraso Yiyya? Right? The second behema, the din essay does not apply by Korban, Shutfin, and Sibor. Only the lav applies. The only time you have the lav in the essay is by what? Only by a Korban? Yachid. So what happens by Sibor and Shutfin? Which animal remains kadosh? A or B? Which one remains kadosh in A or B? You don't say who tumrasa yiyya. Right? You don't say who tumrasa yiyya.
A.
A remains kadosh. The second one is not kadosh. You're not successful in your enterprise. So I want you to get this. In order to be a lav hanitak l'essay, you know how like you're a... Lav the level of adults, like a cornerback in football. You're supposed to stick on the receiver like glue, right? Yes? Lav the level of adults. The lav has to be matched in every single case by a what? By an essay. And since Sibor, Korban Shutfin, and Korban Sibor, aim essay, then it's not matched. So the whole category cannot be called the lava nitik lesei. A category of lava nitik lesei is every time I do gezel, I'm matched with an essay to return the stolen object. By tzmur, you don't have that. The only time the lava is matched by an essay is by a korban what? Yochid. But by shutfin and tzibur, it is not matched. Therefore, I cannot brand the category of tzmur as being a lava nitik lesei. Did everyone hear what we just did? Jay, clear? Yes. You look at the lav of Tmur, it's enigmatic. Breaks all the rules. Why are you flogged for it? It's a lav shambo maisa. I thought Malchus needs a maisa, similar to Muslim. What's the answer? Dibura covered maisa. The Dibur creates a maisa. Special exception. Martin Tmur daf gimon beis. Or daf talon beis. You have to check it. Second kasha. Why you have Malchus? The Ram says a lava nitik lesei. It's fixed up with the essay. You try to transfer the gush from A to B. It stays on A, goes to B. You didn't drain it from A. You didn't evaporate it from A. You hear what I'm saying? What are the two answers to the Rambam? Number one, Tmura, there's what? Two lava and one essay. Mathematics aren't there. It's got to be equal to be a lava nitik lesei. What's number two? The lav has to be matched by an essay by every single case in this category. And by Tmura, by Shutvin and Sibor, there is no essay. Binyamin clear? And therefore what? Therefore an act cannot be branded as a what? A lava nitak what? Lesse. Cannot be branded as a lava nitak lesse. Because it means every case where I steal, I match with an essay to return it. That's not the case by Tzmur. Therefore I cannot label as a lava nitak lesse. Therefore I'm chayv malkus. Everyone got that? Charlie, clear? Rafi, you had a kasha before. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask whether that Dibur is like a maisa, that's an exception or something generally.
Exception. Here it's an exception. Your Dibur somehow creates the Kedusha from go to A to B. Exception. Absolutely. Dibur covered maisa. There are a few other exceptions in Shas. Like Klalo is one of them. A curse. Yechayah Malkus for. There are some few exceptions, very few and far between. Okay? All right. One sec that time. So what do we have here? We've set up that Tzmur is unique and special. Is that correct? Yes? Oh. So I want to ask you the following kasha. The Briskarov points out, very beautifully, the Briskarov points out in the Sechas Tzmur that it says in the Gemara in Tzmur Dalanim and Beis, we're loka and lo yamir. Okay? What is one of the reasons why you're not? It's not a lavendik lesson that I wrote on the board. What's the first reason I wrote on the board? I want you guys to get this. What's the first reason I wrote on the board? There's two lavim and one essay. What does that seem to imply to you guys? That seems to imply to me that what? What was Tosa's answer, Charlie? Why there are two lavim? What was Tosa said? What was Tosa's answer? One's one case, one's another case. Yes? What do you get the impression from this Gemara? That's not true. It's all one category. And that category has how many lavin?
Two.
That category has two lavin, no matter what case it is. No? That's what the Briskarov says. What's going on with Tosis? Every tzmura you do, you're over how many lavin? Two lavin. So how could Tosis give an answer and said one track is devoted for what? Your own behemoth? And the other track is for what? Someone else's behemoth. That seems like they're two separate categories. One is devoted, lo yamir, your own behemoth. Lo yachlif another. What are you talking about? The Gemara says black on white, the whole category of Tmura. Arya, get this down. The whole category of Tmura is what? Binyamin, we got this? You getting in your computer? The whole category of Tmura is what? What is the whole category of Tmura? Always has two lavim in it, no matter what the case is. This choice is very difficult, no? Doesn't it seem like no matter what it is, you have these two lavin? Rafi, you follow me? That's the difficulty with this choices. Okay, how could this be? So the Briskarov answers, I want you to get it. He says, for sure there's a shame, Isser of Asiyas Tmura. You're definitely over two lavin. What did Tosis mean? I'll tell you what Tosis meant. Tosis said you're not chayiv malchus. You're not chayiv malchus twice. There is one category of tmura. You're right. And you're over two lavin. But to be chayiv malchus, you're not chayiv malchus twice. For what? Never you're chayiv malchus twice. One case might be your own behema. One case might be a behema of a friend. Now, don't get me wrong. You're over two lavin of lo yamir lachlifenu, which applies to all cases of tmura. But to be chayiv malchus is different. To be chayiv malchus, Taisa says, you're never lokish shtayim, because we're holding like the Ramban that when you're loka on ribu ilavin, that's when what? What is ribu ilavin? When the Torah multiplies lavin for no reason. But if the Torah is multiplying lavin for a reason, then we don't say you're chayiv what? We don't say you're chayiv malchus twice for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between the lav and malchus. For the lav, don't get me wrong, lo yamir lech lefenu applies all the time. Anytime you do any tzmura, Charlie. If I do my own behema, how many lavim am I over? Two. No, two. Two. That's what we assume. Anytime I engage in tzmura, there's always two lavim. But what am I loka for? Only for one when it comes to what? Your own what? Your own behema. When I do someone else's behema, how many lav am I over? Two. How many I loka for?
One.
There's a difference in what you're over and what you're chayav malchus for. That's what the Brisker Rav wants to say the answer. Please get this down. It's a beautiful answer. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? In other words, we've learned tremendous things here now. By Tzmura, we're Lokim. But it broke two rules. Lav Shem Amais and Lav Anitik Lese. But doesn't the Gemara say that what? Any Isser of Tzmura has two Lavin? Yes. But you're not Lokim for both Lavin. That's the Pshat Lamais we want to suggest in what? That's the Pshat we're suggesting in Tysis. Okay? That's how the Brisker Rav suggests for our Tysis. Okay, that's one beer. Let's get the second beer. Please get it. Tysis and Tzmura himself argues. Tysis and Tzmura says that really you get 80. The Tana wasn't interested in giving you the minion of Malkus. You really are high of what? You really are high of 80. The Torah wasn't listening. It said, Sofik, it's our boy, Mstam, to tell you high of Malkus. But in a Chanam, you are high of 80. Amazing. That's what Tysis writes in Mesechus Tzmura. Sofik, it's our boy, is really Lav Dafka. You are high of 80. That's Tysis and Tzmura. Amazing Kiddush. What's the pshat? You know why? Lamaisa? That's what Tysis holds. Tysis holds the Soviet Zarboim is Lav Dafka. Please get it down. Second Terence is Tysis Mesechus Tmura. Okay? Tysis Tmura says Yechai what? Tysis Tmura says Yechai what? 80. Shmoni. I, the Mishnah says 40. That's only for one Lav. For another Lav, Yechai what? Yechai 80. Okay? Let's get it. Third Terence I want to give you. Bachleis and Tyson, yes. Bachleis and R. Tyson, Tyson Chulin, correct. Please get it down. Very good, Yudin. Third Terence. It's from the Marashah. This is amazing. Please get it. You know what he says? He says, the reason why you're chayav and the Malkus of what? This is amazing. Lava nitek lese means what? One and one. Or let's say two and two, or three and three. What do you got by Tzmura? One, you got two lav and one essay. That means the one lav's canceled out, but you're left with what? One other lav. Chai 40. Please get this down, Bench.
Canceled out the first one.
Yes, and that's why Rashi only quotes the second one. Remember we asked in Shir? Why did Rashi only quote what? Lo Yamir. He should have quoted the first one. What's the answer, Rafi? Because the first one got canceled out. Marsha says this in the Madura Basra. It's amazing. That's why he says that Lo Yamir is what? He should have said Lo Yachlifenu. That's the first one. No. Lo Yachlifenu got canceled. You only lauka with the second lav. Amazing.
So cool.
Beautiful answer to Marsha. In the Madura Basra, how he's mazbir this Rashi. Amazing. Okay. And the last answer that I want to give, please get it, the fourth answer, please get it. It's from the Stipler Zatzal. The Stipler wants to say, let's get it. What's the reason why we said you're chayev if it's a lav shem o maisa? Dibidibura nasa maisa. Yes? So listen to this. Lo yachlifenu is trying to drain or evaporate the Kedusha. What is lo yamir? Is going on the imbuing of the Kedusha from A to where? To B. So therefore, says the Stipler Lamaisa, that answers Tosis Kasha. You really only chayav Malkus on what? Lo Yamir, because the Bura is Nasa Maisa. What is the real Maisa? That Behemah B becomes what? Kedusha. Exactly. Lo Yachlifenu is just telling me that what? That I'm trying to drain it from A. But where does it go? It's not really a mice yet. It didn't go anywhere. You don't completely evaporate it from A till it's imbued on B. So if you're going to pin a mice on any one of the two lavim, which one will it be? Lo Yachlifenu or what? Lo Yamir. Lo Yamir. Lo Yachlifenu is don't drain it. Don't evaporate it. But that's not a mice, Charlie, till you actually pin it on what? Pin it on B, another animal. And that's what? That's a mice. Because Lo Yachlifenu is a lav shem o'maisa. That's another reason why Rashi Dafka mentions what? Which one does Rashi mention? Lo Yamir. Because that's the one where you get flogged for it. Because that's the Dibur that's highlighted in lights with the maisa. This is Meiritik, no? Okay, one sec, Rafi. Let's go over to Terutz. I want to go over it now. Let's get it. Shmuel, you with me? Let's go over it. Jake, you got it? This is a beautiful shtickle turn. And the Maseches Tzmura. Okay, one sec, Natan. We got Rafi and Natan. We were bothered by it. Let's get this whole shtickle. We started off with Rashi. Rashi, why did he mention only Lo Yamirenu? Lo Yamir. That's second in the pasuk. That was our kasha. Remember? On Rashi. If you're going to mention one, mention the one earlier. But why mention one? Mention both. Okay. Then we piled on Tysus kasha. Why is it Sofeg Arboim? It should be Shmonim. Then we said the Brisk Rav said that kasha is only according to who? Only according to the Ramban, who says multiple lav in your locus form. For each one, each lav that Hashem puts. The Rambam says no. Hashem's just trying to strengthen. You have Malchus only one time. According to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't start. Okay. And then we mentioned the Rosh Yosef that talked about maybe Lo Yachlifen, who's talking about an Isra where you tried to drain it, but you're unsuccessful, doesn't work. Stays on A, goes to B. The din is what? The din is your chayv only arboim, but Tosfos challenges you. You chayv 80. So we said like this. You must introduce the following hakdama. Why is it Shmuel that Shmuel you are chayv malchus for? Don't you need a maisa always to be chayv malchus if you're over lav? You need eidim and asra. You need a kabbalas asra too, Natan. The guy must say, I know what I'm doing. But you has to be in action, like muzzling. Gemara Malchus Yigil Meis puts together, the Torah puts together Malchus next to Muslim. So needs a Maisa. If it needs a Maisa, where's the Maisa by Tmura? Gemara says, no problem. The Bura Kavid Maisa. There's a Maisa that the Kedusha switches from A, stays on A, but is also transported to B. That's called a Maisa. Okay. But there's another Kasha. Why is it not a Lavanitic lesson? Ain Lokin. Like Gezel, we said. It's a lav to steal, but I'm not Malchus for it. I don't get Malchus for it because why is a mitzvah essay to return it? So why am I chayav Malchus for Tmura? There's a mitzvah essay. Who Tmurasa Yiyya? The Kedusha stays on A. I didn't drain it. What's unsuccessful? You follow me, Shmuel? Why am I chayav Malchus? It's a lav anitak lesson. So what's the answer? In order to be a lav anitak lesson, you need the same math. In Tmura, there's two lavin and one essay. Doesn't match. It's 2-1. That's not a lavinitic lesson. Every time you have a lav, you have an essay to fix it. Second answer is, the lav, if the lav includes more cases than the essay, like Korban Shutfin, Korban Tzibah, there's no essay. Rock lav. So therefore, it cannot be branded the whole category as a lavinitic lesson because it's not matched. It's like you don't have a cornerback and the wide receiver every time. You have to be on it every time. You don't have that. So therefore what? Therefore, it's not called a lav shema maisa, it's not called a lav anitikulas. Okay. So Tosfos has his kasha, and he says what? He says you should be chayav 80. They're two lav. What's Tosfos' answer? They're two separate cases. One is your own personal behema, lo yamir. Lo yachlefen is your friend's behema that he allowed you to what? To do tmuran. Is that correct? What was the difficulty the Brisker Rav said on that answer? The Gemara says, anytime you do Tzmura, how many lavim are there? Two. That seems like there's the same case. Can't divide them up into two tracks. What's the Brisker Rav's answer? Anytime you do Tzmura, you're always over how many? How many lavim are you over?
Two.
But you're only looking for what? For one. So your own baby, you're looking for what? Lo Yamir. If it's someone else's baby, it's what? Lo Yachlifenu. That's what the Brisker Rav says to save Tosfos. Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, and I want you to get this, Tosfos says, are you chayav multiple malchus according to the Ramban? Yes, that's when there's no what? Bonus. When there's no addition to the case. But Lo Yamir and Lechlinah have additions to their own cases. One's one behema, one's someone else's behema. So you're not going to be chayav multiple malchus in that case. The only time you're chayav multiple malchus by Ribui Lava according to the Ramban is there's no added reason why the Torah said many Lava. Must be the reason why the Torah said many lav is to get multiple malchus. But here, in this case, each one's different. You're over two lav in general, don't get me wrong, but to be chayav malchus, it's only one. Isn't the Rabban Shita multiple lav and chayav loka for everyone? That's if there's no added addition in the case. If each lav brings something new to the table, then what? You're not going to be malchus. You're not going to be multiple lav in. You're not going to get multiple makas for what being over the din of tmura. Because each lav had a chiddush in mind. You follow me? The Rabban's theory is when each lav had no chiddush. Just the Torah was marvin, then he lavin. So it must be your chayim makas for that. Okay. At the end of the day, that's Tosa's answer. What's Tosa's in tmura? What's Tosa's in tmura's answer? How many are you chayim?
80.
80. In a chanami? Correct. Lav dafka. Correct. What's the other answer we said? From the Marsha. What's the Marsha's answer? What'd you say? Marsha says the lav is canceled. The essay cancels one lav, but one lav is left. Which lav is left? The second one. That's why Rashi said only one, Lo Yamir, because that's the second one. So it's a lav, Hanitak, L'essay. Now I want you to get this down. How is this answer against the Rambam? How is this answer against the Rambam? No, because the Rambam said, based on this theory, Noah, it cannot be branded as a what? Halava nitak, what? L'essay. The Marsha is utilizing it as a what? Halava nitak, l'essay. One lav is canceled by one essay. Then all you're left is a lav. The Rambam would say the whole category is not called that. You understand what I'm saying? He inputs it. He implements the cloud to tmura. So he says, oh, one lav is taken care of by one essay, but you have one lav that's not taken care of. You follow me? That's all you're left with. So it comes out that I want you to get that down in your notes. The Marsha is different than the Rambam. The Rambam Aryeh, the Rambam is saying that you can't call lav anything. I said, oh, the Marsha is calling it a lav anything. I say, but Nishar lav Shani, which is lo yamir. And that's what the Rashi said lo yamir for. And then we had a fourth answer. We had Tosa Shalanu. We really should say 2, 3, and 4. Tosa Shalanu, which is Behema Shalom, Behema Shal Chavero. What was the last answer? Last answer is a stifler's answer. What's that? What's a stifler's answer? What did he use? What cloud did he use? Lav Shembo Meiser. What did the stifler say? What is Lo Yachlifenu? The attempt to evaporate it. But it's not real Meiser. Where is Lo Yamir? When the Kedusha goes on to Vehemahu? Vehemah B. That's a Meiser. That's why Rashi only quotes Lo Yamir. Because for that, you're really fought for. The first one really is a Lav Shembo Meiser. So therefore, says the disciple, Yamir is on the Dibor Shehu Meiser Al Behema Shniyah. On the Behema Shniyah. On the second Behema. You hear that? And therefore, that's why Rashi also quotes it. There's two different answers why Rashi quotes Lo Yamir. One was from the perspective of Lav Nithik Lese. One is from the perspective of Lav Shem Omaisa. Jake, you got me? That's why Rashi quotes that. Only the second one. Either from the perspective of Lav Nithik Lese or from the perspective of Lav Shem Omaisa. Because Lo Yamir is the Dibur Shemaisa al Behemishniya Shu what? Shu Hektish. Becomes Hektish. What is Lo Yachlifenu? Lo Yachlifenu is the what? Is the Akira Shel Akdusha, which is not successful, right? It stays on A, but also goes to B. Akira Shel Akdusha, Shel Behema Rishon. Okay, guys? We got this? Now, Rafi had a kasha and then Natan. Go ahead, Rafi. What's your kasha?
Just to clarify, when we said there was two Dalton and one Asay, what is the
Asay? Who? Butumraso Yihia. I'm glad you said we said it once or twice. The essay, I'll write it down. It says it in the Chumash. Where is this pasuk? Vayikra where? It's in Bahar, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in Bahar. No? Where's the pasuk?
Vayikra
Chav Zayin pasuk Yud. Is that Bahar or Bechukosai? Who? Utsumuraso Yihia. That is the mitzvah's essay. Who utumraso yiyya? You got me? That's the pasuk. Who utumraso yiyya? Is that clear? Rafa, you got it?
Yeah.
Who? Utumrasu yiyah. It stays there. Both animals are kadosh. You try to get rid of it, it stays. Natan, go ahead.
The Rosh Yosef, he says that Yom Kippur is only applying to when you try to transfer it and remove it from the first one.
Right.
I don't really understand why that would be a separate thing. Isn't that the point of Torah, why it's a lot? Because
no, because you could have a guy that wants to take it from A, keep it on A, and put it on B. You equate the two. I understand, but he's saying Lo Yamir is talking about where you equate it. Lo Yachavin is talking about where you wanted to drain it. At the end of the day, they're both the same din.
It wouldn't make sense to do it with you, though, because you could just say this one's off,
and now
this is off.
No. The din is equating or draining. You can have both possible scenarios.
I don't understand the logic of doing the situation of equating, because you can just say, oh, I want animal B to be, it's just like animal A is, and that's fine.
Yeah, but that's wrong. That's, you're not allowed to do that.
You can't say I make this one.
You can be madbis. You can say Behemoth A should be Kodesh like Behemoth B. But I can't say I want to transfer the Kedusha that's on A and also transfer it over to B and keep A. That's the lot.
That's not a transfer anymore.
It is, though. It's an equation, though. It's an equation. I'm not saying that I want B to be like A. I want the Kedusha that emanated from A to also expand to B. That's awesome.
I would just think that.
Whatever, that's the case. The Torah says, why not?
I know the case.
Guy doesn't want to create Kedusha on his own. Wants to take what already existed. Yesh miyesh. Whatever the case is. That's the din. Okay, we got this? Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
Do you have an answer for the steer between Tosfos and Tfilin tomorrow?
No, sometimes Tosfos in one Masech, that's Tfilin and another. We find that sometimes. We do find it. Okay, we got this, Chlor? Please get it, guys. It's a fascinating topic tomorrow. Fascinating. Fascinating Masech that we once learned it. In Kolol, in the Kayetz, in the summer. They did the whole Masechta. Masechta's Tumur. It's a fascinating din. Yes, no, you had a question? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if it makes sense. Does those of Tumura only apply to animals or also like money?
No, Tumura, the lobs, only animals.
Only animals?
Yeah, only animals. Only animals. Very good. Yeah, it's only on animals. Excellent. Okay.
What happens if you say it?
No, it's meaningless. The din of Tumura is only by animals.
Right, but I'm saying, is there no law or still work? It doesn't work at all.
There's no law about it. So we're talking about animals. So animals that are Kodesh.
You're saying I have money of A, I want the money of A.
Yeah, that's called, you could transfer the Kedusha. That's called Pidyon.
Right, yeah.
You can't take Kedusha, you can't take a behemoth that is a Kedusha goof and take it away. You can never remove it. Can't extinguish, unless he has a Baal Mum. Unless he's a Mum. Okay. All right, let's begin now. I want to begin now. I want to begin the Tisus here, and I want to finish up with Elam, okay? I want to finish up with Elam and Cheristol. I want to start the previous Tisus, okay? I want to start the previous Tisus. Guys, let's look inside. Charlie, doing a great job. Let's continue, okay? Let's refresh our memory now. Okay, we got a chazer every night or in the morning when we get it. We got to be on time for Seder, okay? Keep working. The Kasha, the Gemara, and first Kasha, and Chulun was what? Akol implies what? L'chachila. What is Shkitas and Kshera? B'di'evet. What did the Gemara interrupt and say? Why is your premise Akol means L'chachila? Look at the Mishnah in Tmura. The Mishnah in Tmura says B'feirah Akol Memirin, and it only means what? Doesn't mean L'chachila because it's an Aveir in the Torah. So Gemara says, don't give me the Mishnah in Tmura. Hasam Kedektani Taima. The Mishnah told you explicitly that it's special, that it's an Aveir to do. So don't give me that model. So what are we back to? Akol means what? L'chachila. Shkitas and Kshera means B'di'evet. Kasha. Fine. Very good. Let's take a look at the Tisus in the beginning, and then we'll finish up here with Cheresh and Elam. Okay, we'll continue this Tisus tomorrow. I want you guys to work at it. It's not that hard, you just got to work at it. Okay? Go ahead, let's see inside, Charlie. You're doing a great job. Awesome?
Awesome, the coming time. Cheresh Bekunjus, the Pokra Leila, the Reisha, the Loitema, the
Chathilu. So, what does that mean? You must uproot the Kol of the Reisha, which means normally Lechachila, and it doesn't mean Lechachila here. Yes? That's what Rashi's saying. Remember Hasum Kediktani Taima? What Hasum Kediktani Taima? They were Akol what? In Tmura, what does the word Akol mean? What does the word Akol mean in Tmura? It means B'di'evet, in Aveira. So we're uprooting what Akol normally means in Masechus Tmura. Go ahead. Yes. Exactly. Kidiktani time of Lomash Kibrusha. Write it down. Get it, write a period. That Lushan is not Mashu like Rashi. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the way Rashi types Hasam Kedektani Taima. He doesn't like it. He doesn't tell you why he doesn't like it. I'll tell you why he doesn't like it. The Taisa Rush says, you know what should have said? What should the Gemara have said? Not Kedektani Taima. Should have said shiny Hasam. You ever heard of the word shiny Hasam? What's shiny mean? It's different over there. And that's what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara should have said shiny, shiny, Hasam, shiny. That's what the Taisa Rush says. Amazing. That should have been the Lashon. Taisa Rush says that the Gemara should have said according to Rashi, shiny Hasam to Akar Lake. Doesn't say that. What in the scene is Tom is there? It says, what does Kedektani Taima mean? Because there's a reasoning over there. What should the reasoning have been? Should have said Hasam, shiny Hasam to Akar Lake. The Gemara should have used that expression. In fact, moreover, I'll tell you, the way Tosfos asks it, the Ramban, the Taisa Rosh, Kedektani Taima is not mashal like Rashi's Pshat. The Akira is not in the Nesinis Tam. You know what I'm saying? What does the Akira mean? We're uprooting the general meaning of what? We're uprooting the general meaning of what? Of Akol, exactly. That's what Akira means. It's not in the Nesinis Tam. It's not a reasoning why we use that expression. The reason why we use that expression is because why? Is because that's the Lashon and Shas. Remember Rashi said? Hakol, Hakol always means the Lashon and Shas. That's the real reason. Kedektani Taima, way Rashi teaches Kedektani Taima means what? Should say Shiny Hasam to Akarle. That it's over there, we're uprooting the general meaning of Hakol. That's what the Gemara really should have said. You're not giving a reasoning. So the Rishash says no. He tries to say Rashi. Many places the word Taima means perish. So I want you to get that. See, they're bothered by the word Taima. So what does Taima mean? Reasoning. It's not really a reasoning, but he says Taima means perish. Like the perish over there. Okay? Nonetheless, Tosfos asks Akash on Rashi. What does he ask? What does Tosfos ask on Rashi? According to Rashi, the Gemara should have said what? Shiny Hasam, what? What should it have said? Shiny Hasam to Akarle. That's what it should have said. Not Kedektani Tama. Tama means the reasoning. It's not a Nesinis Tam. The Nesinis Tam, what's Nesinis Tam mean? The giving of the reasoning why we say Akol is because we want the style and Shas. It shouldn't have said Kedektani Tama, according to Rashi. Should have said Shiny Hasam ki Akarle. That we're uprooting the general meaning of Akol. That's what it should have said. You understand what I'm saying? Tam is inappropriate according to Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat does not fit the Lashon of Taima. That's Tosfos Kasha. And what does the Rishas say of Rashi? Many times Tama means perish and Shas. Doesn't mean reasoning. Please get that Rishas down. But I'll tell you another save. The Shittim Gubetzis. The Shittim Gubetzis has another save. And what's that save? He says, Adarabba. The Tana is trying to teach us that Akol normally means what? Lechachilu. And because Tmura is different, the Tana had to go out of its way in Tmura and say, Lo Shadar Mashad Lahamr V'chulei. Why didn't it just say Akol Shemiru Tmuras and Tmura? So it wanted to teach this general style, Noah, that Akol in general means what? Lechachilu and Shas. That's Tafka, why the Tana and Tmura went out of its way and went to this whole Arichas. So the word Tama then is very appropriate. The reason why the Tama, he wanted to teach us in Tmura, was to teach us a style in all of Shas. That Akol in all of Shas means what? Lechachila. Here it taka doesn't. So that's what it means, Kedektani Tama. His drive was to teach us that Lechachila normally in Shas is what? Is Lechachila, but here it's not. So if you say it like that, also Tama means meaningful. So we have two ways to say Rashi. Either Tama doesn't mean reasoning, it just means perish. Or what it means, what is Tama? That what was the drive? The drive was to say Tama, that in all of Shas, what Lashon do we use? For Lechachila? Hakol. And where do we teach this? In Tmura Dafka, where we said Hakol, but we had to be Maruch, that Hakol there meant what? B'dyevet. But everywhere else in Shas, what does Hakol mean? What does Hakol mean? Lechachila. That's Tama. So that's how we're saving Rashi. But nonetheless, Tais didn't like it. The first kasha of Tais is, I don't like the lashon hasam kidektani tama. Underline the word tama 1,000 times. According to Rashi's shot, it doesn't fit the word tama. And the Rashash, we saved it and says, Tama doesn't mean reason, it means perish. Or like the Shittim Kabbat says, yes, the Tama is because you want to teach Hakol and all of Shas meant what? Lechachila. In Tzmur it's different. That's why it was Ma'arach to say that Tzmur is different. Jake, you got that? Let's say it again. What's the first Kasha of Tyson Rashi? We didn't do, we'll continue the second and third tomorrow, position. And the end of the day, end of Shir on Thursdays, we always do Chumash too. The Parsha. Last 5-10 minutes. Sometimes 15. Okay, you got me? Listen. What does Hasam mean? Hasam kidiktani taima. Time is reason. There's no reason given. There's no reason, Tosa says. Doesn't fit the reasoning. The reasoning is we want to say Akol normally what? The reason why Tumur is different is because why Akol means Vidyavid over there. Should have said Shiny Hasam Akar. We're trying to uproot the general meaning of what? Of Akol. That's what it should have said. That's what Tyson and Tyson Rush say Tyson's Kacha was. So we save Rashi. First of all, Rashash says Tama doesn't mean reason here. It means perish. Just a Hezber why. Doesn't mean a reason. And what's number two? The Shittim Kabbat says, no. There is a Tama does make sense. Because what was the reason why the Tana and Tumura taught Akol Memirin? To teach me that everyone else in Shas, what does Akol mean? Lechachila. Here it happens to mean Bidiyah because it's an Aveir. So it is a reason. There is a reason why the Tana taught it like that. So according to Rashi, Tama fits very appropriately. Tais didn't buy it though. Tais didn't buy it. And he says the word Tama does not plug in well. That's the first kasha. Okay, let's close now with Cheresh and Elaim. Please get it down. We said in the Mishnah, Cheresh Shota Vakata. What is a Cheresh? Please get it. A Cheresh is a deaf mute, Rachmanel Islan. He cannot hear and he cannot talk. This is the definition of a cheresh, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Rashi says this, it's a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos, Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Cheresh, Shedibru, Vochacham, Vochom, Makam, Shena Shomea, Veino Medaber. Please get it. This is what Rashi means. If he can't hear, he cannot see. I'm sorry, if he cannot hear and he cannot talk, he's not a bendas. Okay. What happens in the following case? Let's say someone is born well, and God forbid in his life he becomes a cheresh. What is his status regarding shechita? The Tosa Rosh says beferish, dirmasko chutz, get it down, that he's mamish like a cheresh from birth. His shechita would be puzzle, and that's what the poskim paskin. It's amazing. That's how the poskim paskin. The Radbaz happens to claim that it's a machlokes tanoim, and that we're Mekel. The Prima Godim says he's a Cheresh Misafek. But most poskim say a Shechita is possible. Who's Mekel? The Radbaz and the Chidushi Anche Shem are Mekel. They say he's fine, and the Prima Godim says a Safek. Three Shechitas, please get it. Now what happens if he knows how to write and speak B'tok Sav? The poskim say still he's possible. The Ramam in the Shulchan Aruch says this is Beferish. He's still possible. Okay. However, this is what I want to get to. Sign language. And he can communicate well with sign language. What's the story with his Shechita? So, the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim says Beferish, it's good. He can be counted for a minion. His Kedushin's good. He's counted for a minion. No problem. It's Chayv in Mitzvahs. The Divrei Chaim and the Tshuvas Marsham said his Shechita is good, his Kedushin is good, it can be counted in a minion. However, he's chayv in all mitzvahs. However, the Maram Shik and the Tshuvas Zecher Simcha say he's like a cherish. His mamish like a cherish. So generally we're Mekel, guys. Some of the Maram Shik and the Tshuvas Zecher Simcha say he's like a cherish. Generally we're Mekel. That someone with sign language can communicate well, and therefore, his shechita would be what? Would be ksheirut. Okay, last nakuda. What about an elaim? An elaim is someone who's mute. He can hear, but he cannot speak. What's the din? The Rosh says in Siman Gimel that a shechita is kshera halacha lemaisa lechachila. Lechachila, however, I want you to get this, okay? He turns around and he says it's only kshera b'di'evit because he can't say a bracha. Halacha lemaisa. Again, I want you to get this. In Elay, someone who can hear but cannot speak, he can shech lechachila. But what happens if someone can speak but cannot hear? Which happens a lot if someone's older, he lost his hearing. Please get this. Again, an Elam is someone that can what? Can hear but cannot speak. What is yeshchita? Lechachila kosher. What happens if he can speak but he cannot hear? So his shechita is only good b'di'evit because he can't hear the bracha. He cannot hear the bracha. Yeah, because we want him to be able to what? He can't hear the bracha.
We want to be able to say the bracha, more importantly. Huh?
But if he's medaber vena shomea lemaisa, yeah, he cannot hear the bracha. Right? He cannot hear the bracha. So Noah's saying, well, what's the big deal, lemaisa? Let him just say it. Right? So what's the pshat, lemaisa? So we want him to be able to what? We want him to be able to hear it, because why? In a sense, you're asking good, in a sense, hearing, in a sense, you're saying is more important. Yes? Well, he's saying, that you see from him that he's saying hearing. Now, I want you just to get this, and we got to close. The Rosh and Maksha, Lilim Lechachila, he cannot say a bracha, but how can you save it? Shomea Kaona. Shomea Kaona, at least he can hear it and answer. And therefore, an Elam is good Lechachila. However, someone that can speak and not hear is only good b'di'evit because he cannot what, hear the bracha. So Noah asks me, what, well, he can say the bracha. Great kasha.
Even if he can only hear it.
But let's think about it. Let's think. You're right. Let's think about it. Let's think about it. Lemaisa, because that will lead us to the mission in Tmura, the mission in Trumas. So begin sure with that, and then we got to continue the Taisus. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Tomorrow we go Vaitu with the Chumash, with the Parsha. Who wants to daven for the Yomim? You want to daven for the Yomim? No, who wants to daven for the Yomim? So we're daven.